words of my lips and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Have you ever heard a voice that you recognize over the sounds of a crowd? Maybe you were in a crowded store, or at an amusement park, or at a park down the street, or even somewhere far across the country. Perhaps you were a child who had wandered away from your family, or you were just on your own. And suddenly, over the noise of that crowd, or despite the distractions around and the unfamiliar location, you suddenly heard a familiar voice. A voice you would recognize anywhere. Maybe it was an old friend you hadn't seen in years. Maybe your spouse. Or perhaps on Mother's Day, we might think of our mother's voice calling us back. Well, Dan and Felix and I got to hear a lot of those parent voices calling kids back this past week. We are very fortunate to have had a week's vacation with a group of 10 friends. And there are 6 children in this group now between the 5 couples, so 16 altogether. We spent a chunk of our every day at the beach. If we look nice and tan, now you know why. And though Felix isn't big enough yet to get away from us down at the beach, we heard a lot of calling back from our friends who have slightly older children. Things like, "That's far enough, come back here. Not over there, stay by the grown-ups. Not into the water by yourself." And despite the crashing waves and the piles of sand just waiting to be turned into sandcastles and the tempting seashells and sand dollars everywhere, these kids recognized the voice of their parents over all those distractions, and they listened. Mary has an experience like this on Easter morning. For her, the distractions are not a beach or a crowd or an unfamiliar location. But Mary's distractions are her own thoughts, her grief, her own terrible wonder as she turns from the empty tomb on Easter morning. Her beloved, her friend, her teacher is gone, and she doesn't even know where his resting place is now. There is nowhere where she can even go to grieve him. She bumps into the gardener, or one whom she thinks is the gardener. And when he says her name, Mary, she knows it's him. It's Jesus, her beloved, her teacher, her friend, her shepherd. She recognizes that voice despite all the distractions, and she listens. Both the children on the beach and Mary in the garden on Easter morning recognize a voice that calls out to them because they belong to the one whom has that voice. In the reading from the Gospel of John today, Jesus tells us that being a sheep of the Good Shepherd is all about belonging. When he's confronted by a group of religious leaders who demand evidence that he is the Christ, Jesus replies, "I have told you, and you do not believe. I already said it, you guys. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to who I am. You've seen miracles, you've seen healings, you've witnessed the signs, and yet still you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep." And what would make them belong to his sheep? Is it what they've done? Or how they pray? Is it who they are? Is it not sinning too much or being too bad, or even whether they believe certain things? No, Jesus says, it's not about that. My sheep hear my voice. Like kids exploring a beach, hearing their mom over the crashing waves, like Mary hears Jesus in the garden, like sheep hear their shepherd, they hear his voice, and they hear him because he knows them. Tabitha hears that voice. She knows what it means to belong to the Good Shepherd. In the book of Acts, we hear just a bit of her story. Tabitha, or in Greek, Dorcas, was a female disciple. One, we are told, was devoted to good works and to acts of charity. Tabitha's service must have been among the widows in her community because they are the ones who are standing and keeping vigil at her deathbed. Widows are among the most vulnerable members of society. With no husbands and sometimes no children to care for them, they were often left without income or any protections. Perhaps Tabitha was popular among the widows because her work making clothing benefited them. Maybe she crafted beautiful garments for them that they could never have made or afforded themselves. Maybe the sale of her garments went to give them an income. Or maybe even Tabitha taught them how to make the garments and gave them a way to provide for themselves. Whatever the reason for the widow's devotion to Tabitha, she is clearly the kind of sheep who has recognized the voice of the Good Shepherd. She is his sheep. Nothing will snatch her out of his hand, not even death itself. So, secure in that sense of belonging, Tabitha can live a life that's completely for others. This love that she knows cannot be stopped by any fear of not having enough, by any fear of her talent as a seamstress not helping enough, by any fear of not being enough. Tabitha belongs already. Before she ever even threads the first needle, she is enough. Enough for the work and for the life to which she is called. This is what comes from that sense of belonging. Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and so they follow me." Belonging to Jesus never depends on what you've done or what you haven't done, how you pray or who you are. It's not about being too bad or too good or how you feel about Jesus. It's not even about whether you believe certain things or not. The voice of the Good Shepherd doesn't say, "Do this and then you'll be good enough. Do this and then you'll belong to me. Do this and then you become one of my sheep." That voice says, "You belong to me already. Right here, right now, just as you are. And no one, nothing, can snatch you out of my hand." So it is for you here this morning. You are a sheep of the Good Shepherd. You belong. You have heard the shepherd's voice. When we are confident in this belonging, when we know we are secure in the love of God, in the Good Shepherd's arms, we're able to finally look beyond ourselves, beyond our own wants or needs or fears or deep-seated insecurities. We're able to look past that and to be free to live as Easter people, as Tabitha does, loving and serving others. It is living an abundant life, as Jesus frequently calls it in the Gospel of John, a life that's not abundant with status or wealth, with possessions or accomplishments, and not necessarily even a life that is abundant in years. It's life that's abundant with the love of God. Life that's abundant with love, so abundant and filled up with love that it's overflowing. A love that overflows to others. Secure in your belonging to the Good Shepherd, where does this love overflow in your own life? Who does it touch beyond yourself, beyond your most immediate acquaintances or family members or friends? Do you have a talent like Tabitha? Who are the vulnerable you are serving in Jesus' name? At your deathbed, who will hold vigil? Where can you take a risk to follow, to serve in Jesus' name, because you are secure in your belonging to him? Because you don't have to worry about that part. You're part of the fold already. You are one of the sheep. Just listen to that voice you hear over the waves of the ocean, over the noise of the crowd, over the fears of your very own heart. Just listen. The Good Shepherd is calling you today. Thanks be to God. Amen.